Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Germany, Hanover, at Dolmatex 2020, and I'm with Thomas Bart, the CEO of CFL. Thomas, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Welcome to Germany.
I look forward to this meeting every year. This is my first stop here because I wanted to find out the latest technology in multi-layered flooring. You're always on the leading edge of that, and you have many products you're introducing that have different performance characteristics. Before we get into specifically your products, tell us what's going on with core construction today.
So basically, I think in our flooring industry, we tend to commoditize our products too much. And actually, the whole chain in our industry is not benefiting from that. So luckily, with this new multi-layer constructions, I think we can say that everybody is now in the industry trying to innovate. That is what makes this industry very exciting. So I think we are, as an industry player, we are working on different fronts to come up with unique products that are appealing to different markets or segments or demands of a consumer, commercial, residential. And I think this exhibition is all about that. We're trying to present you in different looks, aesthetics, different core constructions, different materials. You were asking about the core construction. So, of course, we have constructions which are based on SPC. But I think more interesting is to know the different layers that we can attach to SPC. In order to reduce sounds, we have now developed a very unique product that is a much better product than WPC and SPC on sound. The product is called NovoCore Q, which is a very quiet floor to walk on.
You, Thomas, you talk yourself about the pyramid. You talk about the best there is, and then the next layer and the next layer, and so it gets confusing because, you know, there's SPC, which has been down on the lower, probably the lower end of the pyramid. But when you build it with layers in between, you can kind of raise the performance of it, because SPC, while it didn't have the indentation problem, was a thinner product, probably faster to make, but had sound issues. And WPC, kind of in the middle, had less sound issues. Obviously, products like CoreTech are the leaders in the United States right now at WPC construction. And then there's the MGO product. And you're showing me a product here, your Tenacity product, that, I mean, it looks like tile. I mean, it's a man-made product. It's not porcelain, but it looks very close. And the properties are very close to porcelain, I'd say.
Exactly. So the disadvantage again of a Tenacity product, of an MGO, that first of all, it is a green product. It is a PVC-free product. That's not an argument that you can use to every type of customer, but it's something we can mention. So we put an attached backing that is made from recycled bottles. A certain portion of the bottles are coming from the ocean, even going with clearer track of the materials. So we have this MGO product, Tenacity product, is a product that reaches an AC5 scratch resistance. So basically it combines the different benefits again of products that we have had in the past. So Tenacity is a very high scratch resistant product, looking exactly like a regular tile, PVC free in big sizes, all kind of sizes to meet this demand.
Well, durability is the next topic I want to talk to you about, and you were talking about the scratch resistance. So you've got core construction, and then you've got the surface treatment. Some of your, on the pyramid again, some of your best products actually have almost a laminate type surface on the top, and so it's not the more traditional PVC product with the issues of easy to scratch. Tell us a little bit about what's going on that top layer.
Okay, so basically on the stand here, we showed you a way to test all the products in a very easy way with a ball test for sound, a scratch machine that we have here to compare different products. And we welcome you to come to our booth because we have the samples of all our competitors to compare. So we have a fun exercise to do. But basically we have a waterproof product, an SPC base with a laminate on the top. And we have this patented, the patent has been approved in the United States. So we call this FirmFit MTL. MTL stands for Made to Last. So this is specifically a product that is made for the commercial markets, where high scratch resistant for shops and all that, bars, where scratch is a major issue. And FirmFit MTL is therefore meeting that new demand.
The next topic I wanted to cover is waterproof. I mean, there's been a lot of claims out there. There's products on different price points that are saying they're waterproof. Virtually all of these products are made of a polymer, they're waterproof. I guess the issue is when it's installed and how it performs. So is there any new technology there?
Well, I think lockings have improved. So I think there's quite a bit of questions in the industry regarding to the definition of waterproof. And I see that some people are playing with that definition. I think at the end of the day, a waterproof means to me something that you can put in a bottle of water and it's not gonna take any water in. I think that is the main definition for waterproof. But basically, when it comes to an installed floor, I think we are working and we have worked on improvement of our locking system so that it takes a longer time for the water to go through. Basically, the water will not be there after 24 hours or it will not leak through the edges.
One of the things I like about CFL is that you understand waterproof and you understand warranties, and some products of yours are not called waterproof, they're called water resistance, and that's the reality, isn't it?
Well, it's a discussion that it's hard to do this on this interview, but indeed I think we should, as an industry, making false claims is not serving an industry. And I think we have to be careful not just by calling something the wrong word and then put disclaimers or put limited warranties. I think at the end of the day, I think we are obliged to tell the story, the real story. And that's why I attempt to be fair and say when it's something is water resistant, it is not necessarily waterproof.
Let's talk about aesthetics. You know, for the longest time, these multi-layered floorings took the look of wood. They had they were in plank form. They look like hardwood products. But I'm in your booth now and I'm seeing a lot of tile. Things have kind of shifted there. Not only are you showing more tile, it's very realistic looking, but you also are changing the formats. I guess there was an issue where you had to use rectangles because the seams you could offset the seams that way. And I guess now with the technology of locking systems, you're able to do it in squares where you can have four points come together and it still performs, right?
Exactly. So I think if we're honest to ourselves, I think tiles in the past in the flooring business and that we are in, tiles was some kind of an addition and was 2-3 SKUs that you had in addition and you didn't really understand tiles. I think right now we really are into tile business now. We really understand the tile business. We are working with top designers in the tile industry. So I've learned that tiles are extremely sophisticated. So yes, so that first of all, there is an aesthetic, an improvement of how the looks are exactly. I've learned the last 12 months that a consumer in tiles know exactly what they want. Marble looks and all that, they have to be exact what they need. So it's not just not something that looks almost like a marble. It's also the surface, the texture that has to be matching the exact look. So slip tests are very important. But indeed, just like you said, sizes, the bigger a tile is in a real tile, the more expensive. So we are able to make really big tiles now, exactly in the look as a real tile.
All right, Thomas, you've been busy. It looks like you've got a lot of great things going on here. Appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Thomas Bart, the CEO of CFL at Domotex Germany, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.